Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for news headlines with Molly
on the Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, it's still on the minds of a lot of people in Omaha whether or not to get a streetcar. And the debate has struck back up again, this time a new campaign trying to win public support for the project, Modern Streetcar Advocates. They launched yesterday.
Ooh, I think people are down with it. They're just like, what's it going to cost?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Remember the last mayoral election?
It was riding on that.
It got politicized. So both sides dropped it because they're like, it's a steamy turd.
Yeah.
It's expensive. Turd.
Well, can we find a cheaper medium or something? I think it'd be cool for our city, right?
Well, the proposed route would run like in, you know, the heart of the city. So Farnham Street stretching from downtown to the University of Nebraska Medical Center and then along 10th Street going past the Capitol District there toward TD Ameritrade and the CenturyLink.
Okay.
So it's kind of like this loop, and it would be, it would be nice. It would be connecting the Old Market, Midtown, Blackstone, UNMC, which, to the ballpark.
Which would be perfect.
The pretty view along Farnham, like imagine headed from west down east downtown, mm-hmm. going over the hill. Again, the thing is, what made it unpopular was the price.
Yeah.
Right. So this is the deal. The group, this Modern Streetcar Advocates, they're saying that Kansas City Streetcar generated $2 billion for downtown businesses and had 2 million riders in its first year. And they're claiming that those are the kind of numbers that we could be seeing, you know, making Omaha more attractive to young professionals and whatnot. But obviously, the one thing that I didn't see mentioned in any of this is how much. Show me the price tag. It's really nice, but can I almost feel like it's like if you have to ask, then you can't afford it. But no, no mention of a price. The man charged in Tuesday's deadly New York City terror attack is said to be in good spirits. The suspect was in federal court in Manhattan yesterday, handcuffed to his wheelchair. Prosecutors say that prosecutors told the judge the 29-year-old had planned the rampage for a year, choosing Halloween because he hoped to have more civilians to aim at.
Isn't that funny how they say he's in good spirits as if anyone cares?
Right.
I think they're just trying to point out the outrage. He wanted to put up his flag and he's smiling. He's very happy with what he did. Uzbekistan is like the hotspot now that's breeding all these radicalized.
Is it?
People from Uzbekistan have done all the big hits recently around the world.
World.
I don't think people ever pay attention where they're from. But just this year, Stockholm, Istanbul, St. Petersburg, they're all really big ones where they ran people over with a truck or blew up a mall.
Or something of...
And that's like the hot spot that you're, you know, that's... You're a young Uzbekistani with a dream.
Mm. And that's the dream.
It's interesting to think that there's one country right now. I mean, it moves, but Uzbekistan seems to be the one. I mean, the president is taking this very seriously. He's talking about possibly adding Uzbekistan to that, you know, travel ban list. And he's calling for the death penalty, for this guy. So more details. They're still investigating. There was talk yesterday of possibly a second suspect. But this is something that he'd been planning for quite some time. And he's got a pretty active social media trail. So they feel like there's a good lead. There's a new champion of the World Series, the Houston Astros. They won the Fall Classic for the first time in their history by defeating the Dodgers in L.A. 5-1, game 7.
Back-to-back years where a team has won for the first time. I think it's 55 years. Congratulations to those guys.
The Dodgers were hoping for their first World Series title since 1988, but I guess they're just going to have to wait. In an effort to keep a leg up in the so-called package wars, the U.S. Postal Service is going to start offering next-day Sunday delivery through the holiday season. Customers could place online orders from participating retailers by a cutoff time on Saturday, and the Postal Service would deliver it on Sunday to you.
Man, I mean, that's the whole nut of online ordering.
Mm-hmm. Next day.
I want it now.
Wow.
Now. Postal Service has not yet announced which stores are going to sign up for this pilot program. But the cheap next day service is something that e-commerce retailers struggle to provide, particularly during, you know, this really competitive season.
You think all of them would, you know, you'd think everyone would, except Amazon, of course. They already do it.
Right. But they go through like UPS. I don't know. I mean, yeah. So this is good. So the United States Postal Service is starting to get, you know, hey, they want to stay in the game. CIA is releasing a new trove of files from the 2011 raid on Osama bin Laden's compound. Among the new items that were published online is a 228-page personal journal from the terrorist leader. He also had several video games. I guess he was like playing Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah,
you
remember
that was jam.
He had to hide inside that place in a bada bad. Remember, he couldn't go outside too much?
Yeah, he had to hide.
Because we had drones flying over all the time looking for a tall dude with a beard.
Right.
So he sat in that room, which we've seen that famous footage with all the extension cords.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. With the remote in his hand, like, you know, your angry dad watching the cable news channels all day.
Right.
So he's playing video games, and then what else is he watching? Is there
cars, ants? Like the animated films?
Also, like cartoons, Pixar,
I guess so.
Right?
Mm-hmm. You know, like a guy chilling in his parents' basement playing video games and watching cartoons.
He mainly was watching the news. We used to always do the joke that he was in a cave. It's all the jokes were real. It's just it wasn't a cave. It was the house.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think he probably watched CNN all day. Probably got joy out of all the endless hysteria.
Yeah.
Every time somebody got stopped at an airport and it hit CNN, anthrax, and it was just...
And then he'd
baking soda.
He'd take a break and do a little bit of Final Fantasy VII.
It's interesting, though. So they say, I mean, there were kids that were living at that compound.
Yeah,
so they say that that's what the cartoons were for. But that there was a copy of a book called Loose Change, a conspiracy theory, or a copy of, it's a conspiracy theory documentary that basically suggests that 9/11 attacks were an inside job. He was watching that. Osama bin Laden was killed in May 2011 when Navy SEALs raided his compound in Pakistan.
Well, that would be freaky if bin Laden was a fan of the Loose Change series. He's like, it was totally an inside job. That's the crazy thing. It was totally Bush inside all the way.
That guy. Papa John's is blaming the slumping pizza sales the company is facing on NFL protests. During a Wednesday conference call with investors, Papa John's founder and CEO, John Shatter, blamed the chain's slumping sales on national anthem protests in the NFL.
Is he the guy? Who's the guy who's in the ads?
Yeah, it's him.
That's him.
The black, the dark-haired guy.
The curly-haired weasel. He looks like he has, like, guyliner on.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new ad where he, because they spend so much, if you watch football, it's in those Papa John's ads. And there's the ad where they're thanking the young kid who came up with the new pan.
Okay.
Have you seen that ad?
I have not seen that ad.
Well, John always has to be in all of his own ads.
Yes, he does.
So they're like, thanks to so-and-so, he's been promoted. And then it cuts to suddenly John's there with his hand on the little kid's shoulder. I don't know.
Hey,
he just creeps me out. I'm like, don't leave him alone with John. Because he's always getting younger.
Yes.
He's getting lots of updates.
It's quite the commercial, the campaign that he has. He, like you said, he is in every one of them.
I always think that you must be some sort of like egomaniac if you're a pizza company and you insist on always being in your own ads.
I mean, you're Papa John, so that's your angle. You're a human equivalent of
the Godfather.
Who's the guy? Five bucks.
Colonel Sanders.
Colonel used to be a human. Someday when John dies, Papa John will be an animated, you know,
hey,
weird.
Hey, it's me.
Hey.
So, but he's mad. He says he's lost 70 million.
Yeah, because if people aren't buying his pizza, I don't agree or believe that. I mean,
company
said he lost 70 million in less than 24 hours after the company released its third quarter financial report. He's like, Papa John's is getting killed, and we're getting killed because of... No one's watching football. No one's buying our pizzas.
They're the league sponsor. They have been since 2010.
This is a canary in the mine, though, that's coming to not just the NFL, all sports, because it's who pays for the party. It's all puffed up advertising and TV ratings that probably aren't real.
He should just cut down on
advertising. I mean, I don't think it's the kneeling, but it is a perfect storm. They're saying ratings were flagging anyway. This controversy isn't helping.
Yes, but I for the Papa John's, I don't look at football and think Papa John's for some reason.
Well, and how is the controversy affecting people wanting to order pizza? I guess I don't understand the
I think ads
he's saying less people watching the games.
Yeah, or like going, it pops up and go, you know what, let's just get a pizza.
Maybe well, just advertising a pizza ad in front of people's eyes while you're watching a game, you probably, he's saying it's always worked in the past.
Except now.
Maybe it's time to, maybe it's just a perfect storm of like the controversy is happening at the same time that people are just kind of getting, I don't know, overkill with his commercials, or did he ever think that maybe people are just ordering pizza from someplace else?
Yeah, that's like, that's the other thing, is that is pizza the only pizza around?
Have you tried your pizza? I'm just saying, Domino's shook a tail a while back when people were always busting on them, you know, and now they've seen a spike because people are like, oh, Domino's, you know, cares. They're good now. Maybe Papa John's needs to take a look at the product a little bit. Science says people love dogs more than other humans. They, British researchers, concocted phony donation campaigns, one for a sick dog and the other for a sick man. And they said that the one asking for to save the sick dog did much better than the one asking for that to save the person.
Yeah, people love their their pets more than a human any day, right?
Yeah. I guess only there's like a competing or like another study that was happening here in the U.S. And they said that when it comes to empathy, only a baby human can compete with a dog.
What kind of people are these?
Where does Kat rank?
Jeez.
I knew you were going to go there, Jeff. Didn't put it in there.
Nowhere.
So we have baby human, dog, then what?
No, can't even exist. So like,
Grandma. I don't know. I mean, seriously.
Well, these people are strange people because I would never put a dog or an animal ahead of a human, a friend, or even someone I don't know.
Right.
But people love to say that. That's an old saying people will make. They'll be like, man, I don't care if it's somebody, but man, you do something to an animal and I lose it.
Yes.
Well, it's
you
weird.
Know, because the premise is always that like humans.
Innocence.
Humans are flawed. Potentially you had something coming to you. We're all flawed, but a dog.
Yeah.
Like, what has he done? He's just been like a sweet dog.
Save him first in a burning building.
I think you can have both ways. Yes. I appreciate humans and I go nuts when you hurt a dog.
All right, there's a fire, Molly. Who do you save? Or you smell smoke.
Yes.
You don't see the fire. You smell smoke. Who do you grab first?
Kids.
Okay. Just making sure. Just making sure.
You consider him a fur baby.
Then who? Then who?
Well, no, the question
Peter's
would be.
Peter's fine. He can get himself out.
See,
but
there you go. There you go.
Murray is, he'll get scared and he'll run and he'll hide. I'm not going to go into a burning building and sacrifice my children growing up without a mother to save my cat, but it would definitely be a moment of conversation. I mean, like, I would have pause. Like, there would be a moment where I'd be like, I should go back.
Dog in. Pause?
Yeah.
Cat
hey,
pause.
Does your cat, Murray, have, does he have claws?
Yes.
Oh, geez. Can you imagine saving that thing in a
Can
fire?
Can you get claws?
Yeah, they usually run. You won't be able to get it.
Yeah, they hide.
Did you see the story? So in the Santa Rosa fire in California, a woman made it out with her 70-pound dog.
Yeah, this is crazy.
On a bicycle.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, she had to put her pit bull, 70-pound pit bull, in a duffel bag. Because
saving
otherwise
the dog
would have gone nuts.
Oh, my gosh.
When that fire was rushing through and people had to last minute make a decision, she got the dog in her car, drove down the street, hit the traffic jam as everybody tried to get out. You know, then you were stuck in traffic. So she turned the car around, went home, thought quick on her feet, put her 4-year-old 70-pound pit bull into a duffel bag, zipped it up, threw it on her back, jumped on her bicycle, and biked out with the fire right behind her.
God.
Saved herself and the dog.
Holy smokes.
That's unbelievable. That's super cool, though. I mean,
there's so many things wrong there. the fire they're having to. We're so lucky
that we didn't get that fire yet.
Yeah, we don't get stuff like that.
Yeah, this girl, she's a college soccer player.
Awesome. So she's totally got like the stamina. I'm just thinking like how any of the three of us would.
I don't know what I would do.
Bike out 70 pounds, moving around.
The dog would be looking at us like, let's make a run for it. And we'd look at the dog like,
No. Dude. I'm going to jump on her back.
No. We're...
Go be free, my friend.
Jump on his back and ride him out.
Yeah, don't feel like you have to go down with the ship. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
All right, 620. We've got a high today of about 54. And then tomorrow, it's going to be a little bit cooler, not much. Still going to be in the 50s.
It's going to be 50 degrees.
All right, right now it's about 39.
If you want to help this girl out and her dog, she's got a GoFundMe page.
Oh, she lost everything, I bet.
She lost everything.
Oh, that would suck.
The dog's name is Bentley.
Oh, Bentley.
Oh, buddy.
I just keep thinking of E.T. for some reason.
So her GoFundMe goal was $30,000. She's up to $26,000.
Oh, geez.
But people
she's
have
right
earmarked
there.
All of that for the dog.
Channel. 94.1.com. This is the Big Party Morning Show.
You know who really weirds me out on in commercial and on TV? I feel like he's invading a little bit too much these days. It is that the pillow guy. I don't know his name. The latest
Mike,
is
Mike Lindell.
Yeah.
Yeah. My pillow. Hey, it's Mike Lindell here for my pillow. You know, I couldn't find a good pillow, so I made my own.
Well, have you seen the latest? It's like the couple opens up the medicine cabinet and he's on the other side. I'm like, geez.
That'd be awful.
Weird. You look like you're wearing your pajamas. Then he lays them each down on their bed. And he goes to the moment of, hey, your head needs to be like this. It's like the world's longest commercial. It just weirds me out. I don't know why that guy weirds me out. But
he sells a lot of pillows.
I know he does. He's the pillow king.
Do you have one of his pillows? Or was it you, Jeff, that had one of his pillows?
No, I was debating because they sell them at Walgreens in the as seen on TV aisle. But they were like $70 and I needed a new pillow and then... it was right before we got new mattresses, so I bought new pillows at Mattress Firm.
Yeah,
got
Mattress Firm's got good pillows. I don't have one either. I'm good to go.
How are you?
I don't know. I'm just.
What's wrong with your neck?
My neck is sore today because of the new bed and the incline I have it on. I just have my pillow. I don't need a pillow. Put it that way. You just don't need a pillow with this new bed that we have. It's a it reclines up enough, and I keep forcing myself to have a pillow is the problem. Now my neck is stiff. It's more like below my neck, my muscles. Yeah.
Maybe you need a MyPillow.
Maybe you do need a MyPillow.
No, this is just the first conversation of three conversations that ends with you buying a MyPillow.
And Mike Lindell here from MyPillow.
You're going to open your cabinet tomorrow, and he's going to be right there. Hey, Mike.
Mike. Here's my story. I'm a crackhead who couldn't get a good night's sleep.
That's a true story, by the way.
Yes, it is.
It is.
Yeah. He was a functioning crackhead. Yeah. So, like, he's a good business guy. He's always had little side projects, but I guess he partied a lot.
Oh, okay.
And then it became, like, crack cocaine.
Couldn't get a good night's sleep because of all the crack.
Probably.
But he couldn't sleep. He had a hard time sleeping all the time. And, probably because of all the crack. But
well, it does rewire your brain. I mean, it is one of those drugs.
Crack rewires your brain.
Well, it is one of those drugs where, you know, there's certain drugs where that's why the recovery process is so difficult is because it like remaps your pleasure centers. It's like your reward centers and your whatever those endorphins, not the endorphins, but you know what I'm talking about? Like the good drugs that like you get, I mean, your body's euphoria or whatever. So when you do things like crack or heroin or whatever, when you try to get clean, that's one of the hard things is that it's like, well, your brain's different now.
So make a pillow.
You used to do crack. And he's like, well, I'm going to make a pillow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe
I mean,
that's how he came up with the Dreamscape.
Yeah,
the pillow.
He said he spent his last paycheck after getting fired on building a new pillow because he couldn't find a good pillow and he needed to find, it was all about finding affordable materials.
Yeah.
Because he said most pillows are cheap. It'd be too expensive to make the right kind of pillow.
So what are they made out of?
Well, they're made of little materials. Because I've seen them.
It's a
Build-A-Bear. I've seen them broken open. It's like a Build-A-Bear.
It's the same thing that's in a Build-A-Bear.
Yeah, it's all little tore up stuff in her hair.
Homeless people teeth. I mean, what's in there?
It must be expensive. Seriously. I mean, they are kind of expensive.
They are. Yeah, they're very expensive. I don't even know a pillow that's even less.
You know, we're at that age now where I remember growing up and it was like the buy two for $20 at Target or dollar store or whatever. And you're like, fine. Like you were just moving into your first apartment and it's you were just happy to have something to put your head on. And you were probably going to be passed out anyway. So who cares?
Yeah.
And now we're all at this age where we get these like, total Ferrari of pillows. It's hysterical. My husband is the one who brought it into our family.
Why wouldn't you? I mean, we're dumb. I wish I would have been living my entire life with the quality.
Right.
Your youth, you skimp on a bed because you're like, I can sleep anywhere. I can use a pile of shirts as as a pillow.
But I need a bar tab.
We're dopes. It's like the most important deal. This guy's a millionaire, by the way.
Oh, yes.
Mike Lindell. He started this from scratch in 2004. I mean, it's an intriguing story. The ads, you want to talk about like Papa John's, the ads work. We all know who the guy is.
Yeah.
I could sing you the jingle, the mypillow.com.
Yeah.
Never bought it. Never bought his product.
But it's everywhere. And when you see it at a store, you know what you're looking at.
And it's authentic. I don't think he's necessarily lying to you.
No.
He's saying, hey, I'm Mike Lindell here.
If you have a MyPillow out there, give us a call. No one complains about it. You know, no one complains about having one.
He also spends billions of dollars silencing anyone. There's a long list of murdered customers of MyPillow. No, that's not true.
I didn't want to call attention to that, but okay.
Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1. This is the Big Party Morning Show.
Well, striking on box office gold, Disney's live-action series. They've been doing Cinderella, The Beauty and the Beast, and now comes word that The Lion King is their latest. So Disney's live-action Lion King is going to hit theaters in July of 2019, and big names like Beyonce are going to be attached to the project. Donald Glover is going to be playing Simba. And then Beyonce is going to be playing his friend and then one love interest, Nala. But it's pretty cool. So Keegan-Michael Key is going to be playing the hyena named Kamari. And then they've got like John Oliver, who is going to be...
Billy Eichner.
Billy Eichner.
Bunch of people. So compare this to something else. What's been the last live action one of these?
Beauty and the Beast. They just did that big one. Don't you remember where it was? It was Hermione from Emma Watson.
Yeah. Was it good though? Have we seen any of these?
It was really good.
Movie theaters. It's a live action. Okay. Beauty and the Beast.
People go nuts. I mean, so Beauty and the Beast was like the big one. And then Cinderella was like their first one. And they're like, oh, people really like this. So I'm interested to see how they're going to do something like The Lion King. They did a great job of making all of the people in Beauty and the Beast, like, you know, there's like the candelabra and the wardrobe and everything, but you just wonder how they're going to do this with all these big stars and people playing lions. Lady Gaga is engaged. Her boyfriend, Christian Carino, he is a CAA talent agent. And
I thought they split up. Is this a different
person? That's Taylor Kinney. No,
yeah,
that's her.
That was her guy from that show, Chicago. So where'd this dude come from?
Yeah, they started blue.
I know. They only started dating like the beginning part of this year. So they started dating about the same time she did that halftime performance at the Super Bowl back in February.
But that documentary that we watched and she's fighting, isn't she? It's old and that's clips of her fighting with Taylor Kinney.
Yep. Yeah, and this was right around like when that Project 5'2", the documentary, when that ends is about the time that she struck up a relationship with this guy. He's 48, she's 31, he's an agent.
Okay.
And I guess he asked her dad for permission. Like, can I ask her? So they haven't made any wedding plans yet.
I'm sure that was TikTok. Yeah. TikTok. I mean, she seemed a little desperate lately, hasn't she?
Yes. She wants to be in a relationship. She loves love.
This is like third or fourth time.
She needs to get married, have some kids, then she can go back to the studio.
There you go.
Yeah.
Do people even ask the parents anymore? I hope they still do. Ask the dad or whatever the case is.
Peter did.
Good.
And it was really sweet because he actually got caught doing it. Like, I thought he was...
caught.
Well, it like caused tension because I didn't know, like he told me that his flight was delayed and then I looked online and it wasn't, but he was asking my dad to meet him at the airport for coffee to ask for, you know, can I ask your daughter to marry me? And and I was like, what? Your plane got in like a half an hour ago? I didn't know that he was asking.
Totally ragging him. Yeah.
The romance caused the fight.
Yeah. He's like, maybe I don't want to do this. Poor guy. Kevin Spacey, word has come this morning that he is seeking treatment. New allegations, several more men have come forward claiming sexual assault and misconduct committed by the Oscar winner. Yesterday was the word that Netflix has suspended production of their upcoming and final season 6 of the hit series House of Cards. His agent made the announcement that Kevin Spacey is seeking treatment, but he didn't say what he's seeking treatment
for.
Right. Just words. Getting help for, I guess, being gropey. The 2017 Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is going to have a pretty cool lineup. Common, Jimmy Fallon, The Roots. This is the big, you know, you watch it the day of Thanksgiving. You're hungover from the Wednesday before, or you're getting ready and cooking. But it's always on NBC, and they it goes down, you know, Broadway stars come out, they perform, they do all this stuff. But I guess the Macy's Day Thanksgiving Parade is going to start airing at 8 o'clock in the morning on that Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the best feeling when that thing is on.
Yes, you have to turn it on.
I mean, if you don't have to work later that day, because usually you got nothing. You got work off tomorrow. All you got to do today is eat later on.
That's not great. Eat and drink and relax.
That's like how you know it's Thanksgiving, when you fire that up and you hear them. You hear the drums and stuff like that from like the marching bands. And that's always the other cool thing is that, you know, Nebraska, we've had teams go, you know, they'll get chosen from each state.
Bands?
Like those cheerleaders, you know, like they'll go and the bands and whether or not it's like the performers that do like the dancing in the street. It's always, I always feel bad for the years that it's like bitterly cold. And you're, you know, they're trying to go out there and shake a tail or sing. And it's like, oh my God, it's sub-zero. Luke Skywalker returns to the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon in the most recent trailer for Star Wars: The Last Jedi. It premiered last night, so this might be the last one that gives us a little glimpse into what we're going to see when the movie
comes
out.
You see more of those little porgs.
Oh, they're so cute. I love them.
I know that's so every movie has to have one of those. What was that? Guardians of the Galaxy.
Groot.
Groot. There was a baby Groot walking around trick-or-treating. He just wanted to hug him.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I am Groot.
Now, Adam Driver, in a recent interview, kind of teased that Daisy Ridley's character, Rey, is a princess.
Ooh.
Had the internet tongues wagging, where people were like, ooh. I don't know if he was supposed to say that.
Yeah. So we'll see what ends up happening, but this latest trailer might be the last one before the movie comes to theaters December 17th. I guess Disney is making a big play on this one. I was reading yesterday that movie houses are basically having to like sign away everything in order to get Star Wars to come to their theater. Usually like theaters have like we keep 40% and the studio takes, you know, or like we keep 60% and the studio takes 40%. In this case, Disney's like, no, we're taking 65% of box office cut.
Oh,
and
geez.
You have to have it in your biggest theater. You have to have it on your biggest screen for at least 4 weeks. And any violation of the contract, they get another 5%
at
the top.
The age old Star Wars deal. Lucasfilm Limited. You remember you used to have to get new THX sound.
Okay.
There's always been a
something
deal.
There to, all right.
The story was this is their biggest grab yet. But they've always had something, but then this year it's like even movie theaters are like, damn. Like
The new trailer's got some, you know, some scenes repeating from the last trailer we saw, but new clips. And again, they show the Millennium Falcon flying through a Death Star. It's like, if you're the designer of a Death Star, there's got to be a hard hat tour moment where you're like looking around going, now I can see a Millennium Falcon going right through this tunnel here. Like we got to
narrow this.
You got to put some stuff in the middle. I mean, don't be running tunnels through this thing that are Millennium Falcon wide, because there will be a firefight. He's going to come right through here. The architects have the blueprints out looking at you.
No, we're good. No, you got to close this.
Seriously, I've built like three of these now and watched them blown up, okay?
Where does this tunnel go? They're like just to the center of the Death Star where the power plant is.
Yeah. Where it's the one death button that you can press. That's your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Our treat to you, and if you haven't seen it, we'll go ahead and put it on our Facebook page. Easy to find. Big Party Show, the trailer of the latest, the Star Wars.
It's the Big Party Show.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go Studios. On Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.